Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal. You're listening to News Talk 770 and More Than Money. And, you know, Faisal, we talk about part of the retirement process. A lot of people, when they go or they start thinking about retire, they start about retirement, they start thinking about downsizing, right? And often we think of when we say downsizing is just about downsizing the house that that you live in or your residence. But often that decision comes with downsizing or at least right-sizing your stuff.
Yeah, especially when you start considering about retirement, you're thinking about estate planning, you start thinking about who you're going to pass on this stuff to, what stuff do you keep. Dave, you don't keep any. No one likes the inflatable Spock that you have in your basement.
Oh, it's fantastic.
You know, none of that stuff. No one wants that stuff. It'll be a great bonfire,
yeah,
but that's about it, all right?
Shush. Julie Hall is the author of several books, including What Am I Going to Do with All My Stuff? And she's joining us today. Julie, thanks for taking some time with us.
Thank you.
So, yeah, we all, I was chuckling a little bit because I was thinking of my dad. God bless his soul. He's not with us anymore. But man, oh man, that guy had stuff. And it was unbelievable to go through it with him. So I'm really curious to get just to get a sense of, you know, when you wrote this book, tell us a bit about your experience. What really prompted you to write this book and what have you seen?
Well, over the course of 25 years, I've pretty much narrowed it down to we all have entirely too much stuff. 80% of it we don't use, mm-hmm. but we're very good at acquiring and collecting, especially the older generations, my parents included. And what people have difficulty with is sorting out what they really need, what they really can use, versus things like, well, you never know when I'm going to need that little scrap of leather or that old shoelace or 22 toothpaste, et cetera, et cetera. So what I've learned from my career is a lot about human nature.
Well, I'm chuckling because, I used to give my dad a hard time about all the stuff that he had. But if I ever needed anything, it didn't matter how obscure, weird, or unique it was, I just had to go into the basement. He had six for sure. Okay, so how do you do this, right? How do you help somebody who's spent a lifetime acquiring their stuff and has grown sentimentally attached to it? How do you simplify that?
Well, you have to start at the very beginning place. First of all, you have to make peace with letting go. And we begin by first gathering knowledge on your personal property. What is it worth? Does it have any value? Because there are two distinct types of value. Mm-hmm. You've got sentimental and you have monetary. Very often, because we love something, we instantly think it must be financially valuable or worth a fortune, and that is not the case. So always find a reputable appraiser. Second, talk to your family. If you have children, grandchildren, if you don't, someone who's very close to you, find out what they would want, if anything. It's also very important to take into consideration, where are you going? It's one thing if you've lost a loved one and you're dealing with an estate, but if it's someone who's downsizing and you're going from 2,500 square feet to 1,100 square feet, that's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important to keep that in mind because you can't fit 10 pounds of sugar in a 5-pound sack. It's just not going to work no matter how you try to do it. So, you know, ask your family what they want. If they want things, they have to come and get it. Mom and Dad can't be a storage unit for their children anymore. You know, they've got to just draw that boundary. And then you make peace with, this needs to be donated, this can be sold, this can be discarded, this can be recycled. We go into all of that in the book, and I make it very easy. And there's different ways to sell things, too. Should it be an estate sale or a local auction? Can you do it on your own? Doing it on your own sounds great in theory,
yeah,
but until you're out there dealing with the public and understand how difficult it is, a professional can maximize your dollars.
Yeah, I think he's, and this is a good one. I remember this one again personally going through some stuff. What you see as art, other people may not see as art. It may be in the eye of the beholder.
That's exactly
my brother and I having a good laugh with my dad because he would say, you got to hang on to this. This is valuable art. And my brother and I were, I don't think so, Dad. And he was quite taken aback by that. So there's some sensitivity to that, though. You talk about the sentimental value of things. And that's sometimes a complicated conversation to have between parents and kids because the parents might hold a sentimental value. The kids just say, this is junk to me, right?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, part of what my area of expertise is not only understanding, but educating the older generations on the younger generations. For example, Generation X and Y really don't want the traditional furnishings that our parents and grandparents had. Mm. And then you've got the millennials who, well, for lack of a better word, they collect virtually, not materially.
Right,
they're
yeah.
into themselves, into the experience, and show me the money. That's their generation. And so when you have so many of our older loved ones passing on, these traditional furnishings are beginning to flood the market. The boomer can't absorb it all.
Right.
You know, we're trying to downsize too. So there are many different layers to this onion that are coming together at the same time.
So where does this stuff go then? After they've got an oversupply of stuff, boomers are not accumulating them as much as they used to. So where is it going now? Where do you see the trends of this? Is it just getting tossed out? And if we're saying donate it, if we're passing it on to those types of charities, maybe they don't even need it either. So where is this stuff going?
That is true. A little of everywhere. We are, of course, the estate sale industry is alive and well. And we're just seeing a tremendous trend for what we call repurposing or recycling. So that old brown furniture that grandmother had that really doesn't have much value, even though it's quality made, the younger generation has decided to paint fire engine red or Dracula purple or lime green, and they put on crystal knobs instead of metal knobs, and we're seeing a big trend for that.
Okay.
I think what gets me every time is when I see an antique piece that's clearly 150 years old and it's been repainted, and they beat it up to make it look old when it was old to begin with. You know, so we're seeing all kinds of trends and people doing things with metals, artists. I think a lot of it does head to the dump, sadly.
Yep.
But I think more and more people are trying to repurpose and recycle, or upcycle, as they call it here.
You've touched on this notion of making peace with letting things go. Something tells me that's maybe a little bit harder than you think about.
So let me just jump in here. Julie, you got to understand that Dave actually has a full collection of all Star Trek stuff in his basement. He calls it art. I don't
ever call it art. It's just my thing.
Yeah, okay. So
I'm pretty sure my girls aren't going to want that.
Nobody wants this. Like, even Star Trek, all the Trekkies have said this is crap. So how does he make peace with letting this stuff go? Now, I could just steal it and burn it, but that's just mean. So how do we let Dave let it go? Like that whole Frozen song now, just let it go. How do we do that?
Well, it has to, you know, he has to be ready for that, you know, and when the time is appropriate for that, of course, it would be very wise and prudent decision to get someone in to figure out what that collection is worth. Every collection has pieces that are less desirable, and it also has a couple that are very desirable. So what you would want to do is maximize what you could get for the most desirable pieces so that it falls into the hands of the right collector. The problem that we're seeing today is that many of the diehard collectors are also passing away. And so in this particular case, that's actually a good thing to collect, because there's always going to be Trekkies.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, there's always
going to
be people that collect this sort of thing. So you're in good shape.
Julie, I like you way more than I like Faisal, I got to tell you that. And the other thing is, it's a MasterCard commercial in my basement. That is priceless what's down there.
Is that what it is? Is that what you call it?
Yeah. Clearly, I'm not ready to let go.
I see that.
I'll watch Frozen a couple more times to get it done. Julie, listen, we've got maybe 30 seconds or less. What advice would you give to somebody who's going through this process? How do you start? One pearl of wisdom that they can get going on.
Well, one parallelism would be understand you can't take it with you, so you need to make a plan for it. If we spend our lifetime acquiring it, collecting it, inheriting it, we need to spend some time making a plan for it.
Julie Hall, good advice. Author of several books, including What Am I Going to Do with All My Stuff? I'm sure you can Google that or Amazon. Yes, Julie?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for joining us, Julie.
Thank you so much.
Before we sign off, Faisal, we've got to remind everybody on Tuesday we've got our upcoming seminar. Date, time, and let's talk just a bit about that.
So Julie was talking about, what do I do with all my stuff? We're getting the phone call. What do I do with my portfolio? How do I retire? Yeah. And we're going to talk about that on Tuesday, January 19th, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine and Spirits. Here's what I do have to say. We probably have sold out on the 7 o'clock. We're going to open up an earlier one again, like I mentioned, at 5:30, I think it is. So we're just still register. We'll get you in. We'll figure this out. We do need to share with you the strategy and the wisdom behind how do you look at your portfolio, how do you profit and protect even in these types of bad markets.
Yeah.
Again, that's Tuesday, January 19th, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine and Spirits.
And stay tuned. After the break, we're going to learn a little bit about one of the most effective tax planning strategies that will help you leave more money to your family and less to the government, and how to take advantage of it before the deadline. You're listening to News Talk 770 and More Than Money.